This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The Bourne Ultimatum. Becoming Jane. Bratz. It's as though the weekend movies are all brought to you by the letter B. And Mark Jordan Ligon is back with his weekly look at what the critics are saying. Here's Slate's summary judgment.
Take it from me. It's not easy being a professional killer for your government, especially when you've lost your memory and are now being hunted by the ones who trained you. Yes, Matt Damon is back in The Bourne Ultimatum, the third installment in the highly successful telling of the famous Robert Ludlum character.
You talked to someone inside Treadstone, someone who was there at the beginning. Who is it?
You know I can't tell you that.
You have no idea what you're into here. These people will kill you if they have to.
The nation's critics welcome Jason Bourne back with open arms. A spectacular wind-up toy of a thriller, shouts Entertainment Weekly. And the Austin Chronicle simply raves one of the best action movies in recent memory. And for any of you who might have young daughters, surely you are anticipating Bratz the movie, not to be confused with Bratz the opera. But yes, a highly popular yet really trashy line of dolls have come to life in their own cinematic opus, where the four girls enter the blackboard jungle of high school and all the treachery of trying to fit in.
What happened to us?
It's the cliques. We're all in them.
What do?
We be ourselves.
The film critics, oh my God, not even act as if the movie is fabulous or even good. The Hollywood Reporter offers, "You go, girls. Mom and Dad will wait in the car." And the Chicago Tribune gags, "The most horrifying film of 2007. And in limited release is the romantic drama Becoming Jane, the story of the great untold affair that inspired the real Jane Austen. Anne Hathaway plays the young author who falls for a charming but rowdy law student from London and may or may not be her inspiration for Pride and Prejudice's legendary character, Mr. Darcy.
You will have nothing unless you marry.
Well, then I will have nothing, for I will not marry without affection, like my mother.
And now I have to dig my own damn potatoes!
Some of the press liked it, some of the press didn't. The LA Times sighs, neither very original nor very convincing, and USA Today finds Becoming Jane charming, superbly written, and well acted. Well, whether Jane Austen got it on with this young solicitor or not, she should count her blessings that today's tabloids weren't covering it. Star Magazine shouts, "Slut and Sensibility?" The National Enquirer wonders, "Pride, Pot, Prejudice, and Prozac? Party girl Austen seen checking into Mansfield Park Rehab Center." Can imagine what they do to Louisa May Alcott. Or should I say, Lindsay Lohan Alcott?
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.